This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Wednesday asked the U.S. intelligence community to redouble its efforts to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Biden administration for months minimized the possibility that the virus originated in and then escaped from a Chinese lab. In a statement, the president says most of the intelligence community says there are two likely scenarios, a lab accident or the virus naturally spreading. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says he's giving intelligence officials 90 days to keep investigating.
To dig a little deeper, to double down.
While pushing the Chinese to cooperate. The president acknowledges the virus's origin may never be known, given Beijing's refusal to fully work with investigators. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An employee opened fire Wednesday at a California rail yard serving Silicon Valley, killing 8 people before ending his own life. Authorities said the suspect was an employee of the Valley Transportation Authority, which provides bus, light rail, and other transit services throughout Santa Clara County, the largest county in the Bay Area. Law enforcement officials identified the shooter as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy. At a news conference, Santa Clara County Sheriff's spokesman Deputy Russell Davis said that the employee who opened fire took his own life.
I can confirm with you that deputies did not exchange gunfire. And right now, we're going to preliminary go with the assumption that it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Investigators offered no immediate word on a possible motive. The shooting took place Wednesday morning at a light rail facility in San Jose, next door to the sheriff's department and across a freeway from the airport. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. A court in The Hague on Wednesday ordered Royal Dutch Shell to significantly deepen planned greenhouse gas emissions cuts by 45% in 2030. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener has more.
The ruling comes amid rising pressure from investors, activists, and governments on energy giants to shift away from fossil fuels and rapidly ramp up investments in renewable energy. Judge Larissa Alwyn read out the first-of-its-kind ruling.
The court orders Royal Dutch Shell, by means of its corporate policy, to reduce its CO2 emissions by 45% by 2030, with respect to the level of 2019 for the Shell Group and the suppliers and customers of the group.
The lawsuit against Shell was filed in 2019 by 7 groups, including Friends of the Earth Netherlands, on behalf of more than 17,000 Dutch citizens who say Shell is threatening human rights as it continues to invest billions in the production of fossil fuels.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener. The mother of a U.S. Capitol Police officer who died after the January 6th insurrection is urging members of the Senate to vote in favor of a bipartisan commission this week. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
With a procedural vote soon to take place in the Senate and expectations, there won't be the needed 10 Republican votes to pass the measure. Gladys Sicknick made a plea for their support to investigate the truth of what happened at the Capitol. Her son, Officer Brian Sicknick, died a day after violent confrontations with rioters. Mrs. Sicknick said congressmen and senators who are against this bill should visit her son's grave at Arlington National Cemetery and think about what their, quote, hurt decisions will do to those officers who will be there for them going forward. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has called on Republicans to block the measure, accusing Democrats of wanting a commission to litigate Donald Trump's involvement. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Memorial Day usually marks the beginning of the summer travel season in the United States, but as AP's Rita Foley reports, that might be different this year.
Air travel within the U.S. is nearly back to 2019 levels, pre-pandemic. But what about international travel? The U.S. still bars most visitors from Europe, China, India, Brazil, and some other countries, too. The State Department calls most of the world's countries high risk. Even U.S. citizens returning from international travel have to pass a COVID test. But the travel industry is running out of patience with this. Spokeswoman Tori Emerson Barnes pointing out more people are getting COVID shots and the infection rate is decreasing. She says it's critical for the economy to reopen international travel. I'm Rita Foley.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.